Text 5. Instructive texts, charts, graphs and signs. Page 27.
A dead tree fell on top of a passing car, crushing the passenger compartment and killing a minister, his wife and two of their children. No wind, no storm. The chances of that tree falling at the time they were directly underneath it are astronomical, said Hancock County Sheriff Kick Gulling after inspecting the scene when they received an emergency call by passersby. Police have determined that a man who shot his mother-in-law in the back had no criminal intent. The incident occurred when Larry McElroy fired a 9mm pistol at an armadillo in his backyard. The bullet killed the animal, but then ricocheted off it, hit a fence, went through the back door of his mother-in-law's mobile trailer home, through the chair where she was sitting, and into her back. 74-year-old Carol Johnson was taken to hospital with only minor injuries. In a hugely ironic twist of fate, an elderly man wandering in the street was struck and killed by a fire engine that had been sent to help him, the authorities said. The fire engine was moving slowly down the man's street, trying to find the source of the emergency when it hit the elderly man while he was out looking for the fire brigade. He died instantly. A man dashing across a lake on his jet ski at about 55 miles per hour was killed in a collision with a flying duck. Our theory is that the bird was in the air and hit him in the head, said David Mamdas, an owner of a boat dealership. The bird's carcass was found nearby, and there were feathers on the jet ski's handlebars, said Broward County Sheriff's spokesperson Hugh Graff. Two students at a university in England caught a very unusual sight, which made some great selfies and social media posts. While they were walking through the campus late one night, they saw a man hanging upside down from a window, with his buttocks exposed. His legs had become trapped as he attempted to enter the building. The students called the emergency services, but not before they had spoken to the man, laughed a little, and posted some photos and videos on social media. After more than 5 hours, the man was rescued and immediately arrested.